Ken Watmore, your host of Power Players Radio, the radio ministry of 1615.tv. Thanks for joining us. It's Sunday and it's 5 o'clock. That means it's time for the Featured Artist Profile. This is a great show. Show where we get an opportunity to listen to a CD cover to cover, some of the hottest Christian music from around the globe. In my fortress. Hey, it's Ken Watmore here with 1615.tv on the radio doing our Featured Artist Profile show. And in the studio, we have a Colorado local band, Everfound. How are you guys?
Hello, doing good.
Good. We're pounding through some technical difficulties and we're here and we've got it. Everything is on target right now, so we're doing well. I'm going to go through the names of you guys real quick, just in the order that we sat you down, and I'll try my best. I'm not going to do that. Ruslan?
Yes.
Did I say it right?
Ruslan.
Ruslan. Yes. Ruslan. See, I should have done it the Russian way, and I would have been right. Jan?
Yes, sir.
Nikita?
Yep.
And Larry.
Yeah.
It's Ilarian, but Larry is what you guys all call him.
Yeah.
So, let's just break open with that right there. Why Larry? Is it just, I mean, for your own family, if they're calling you Larry, there's got to be an issue.
In Russian, it's pronounced Larik.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So
it's close to Larry.
Larry. Yeah. It's the English equivalent of that name, I guess.
Mm. And right. A lot easier.
It is a lot easier. I'm going to stay with Larry too.
Yeah.
So and I mentioned family because I mean you guys are all brothers.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we are.
So before we dig in, we're going to feature your CD, the newest CD, which is Colorful Alibis and Scandalous Smiles, and we'll get into that title in just a little bit so you can tell me about that. But this is a brand new CD just came out.
Yep.
Cool, man.
May 31st.
Just a few weeks ago.
Awesome, man. Well, we'll talk about where they can get it and everything as well. But I do want to ask, tell me about Everfound. Where did you guys start? You're all brothers, so we know you started from birth, at least with some creative connection. But let's talk about how the band got started.
Awesome. Yeah, we just kind of met in school, you know, when we were going to college. Just playing. Our musical roots go really deep. Both of my parents are really musical. On my mother's side, my grandparents were professional theatrical actors and musicians and singers and stuff like that. And on my dad's side, everybody was self-taught musicians, and he was in bands all of his life and stuff like that. So our musical background goes deep, and we owe it to our parents, that's for sure. But you know, they made us start learning piano when we were like six. Everybody here learned piano, so mm-hmm. And that's where the band kind of started. We started learning piano, and then eventually we started playing worship at our church, and that turned into this band thing. We weren't planning on it.
Our own songs, and just kind of wanted to get like, we started going through different phases in life, and we saw other friends going through the same thing, and we wanted to connect. And so I remember we wrote our first few songs, and people really connected with that. We got a few letters and some notes and response, and we're like, whoa, this is really cool. Like, people are digging it. People are liking what this is about. So then we started writing more. And then we started doing worship nights. So we started as a worship band, and then God just started pouring these songs into our hearts. So.
Well, is this, you guys were born in Russia?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where, what part of Russia?
It's the south part of Russia. It's like 50 miles out of Georgia.
Okay.
Georgia, Chechnya, in that area.
Oh, okay. So. And then when did you come here?
It was in 96.
I guess we're on the web. So here, we can tell everybody, you can tell by my, you know, hick voice, we're in America. But, you know, somebody could be listening to this in Asia and somewhere over there and say, where is he talking about? So you're here in Colorado. Yes. And you came in and when again? Say it again.
It's December of 1996.
Yeah. 96. Mm-hmm. And at that point, you guys were way young, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I was like six or seven.
That's like two. we're
more American probably than Russian as far as just culture-wise and stuff. So.
Sure. No, I was coming at the angle of, you know, when did you start playing? Was it there or here? But I'm going to guess now that I was here.
It was, yeah. The band, even like the actual band has been around for about 4 years.
Yeah, but you actually started playing in Russia, didn't you, piano?
Well, yeah, I started learning piano in Russia.
Yeah, we actually have video of us like at our little house in Russia, and we had a piano there. And we actually have video of you and I playing the
piano. Nikita was standing on the table with the fork as the microphone.
Everybody did that, and that's something that crosses all cultures, doesn't it? Where you can play that. Sure. Somebody's got to have a fork or a tennis racket for a guitar or something like that. Yes. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Sure. So then you started playing in your church here. Now, so let's break right into that then. Were your parents always Christians? Tell me the story about how you guys became a worship band from your family history. I mean, you grow up in a Christian home. Mm-hmm. You know, how does that turn? I mean, did you come to know Christ at an older age, a younger age? What? Tell me about that story.
Well, we were raised as Christians. Mm-hmm. My dad is like a fifth or sixth generation Christian. Mm-hmm. And actually, one of the reasons why we came to this country is because he saw a lot of his family go through the persecution. Mm-hmm. For example, our grandpa, on his grandfather, I apologize, was in jail for like 20 or 30 years for spreading the gospel, for talking about Jesus. And so that's kind of my dad's faith has always been strong in that. And then my mom, she found Christ when she was about 16. Mm-hmm. And her grandmother actually was a Christian too, and she ran away from two concentration camps. I think Auschwitz was one of them, and then she got out, and then they put her in another one again, and she escaped. And so she walked all the way from Poland and Germany on foot back to Russia. So her faith was always strong, and I think that's kind of why we take it so seriously, why we take faith so seriously. Because even though we were raised in a Christian home, there was a point, I think, in all of our lives when we decided that we really want to serve God. We really want to find out what this Jesus character is really about. Mm. And so I think that's when our songs started to get a little more serious, where God started kind of opening up our gifts. So that's kind of how our faith plays into this.
Cool. So then you're a worship band, and at some point you decided to make a CD, and that was the first CD I think that you guys gave me too, right? It was small CD.
Yeah.
And I can't even remember the names right off the top of my head.
It was just Everfound.
It was EP. Everfound EP.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I remember listening to a little bit of that, and I remember meeting you guys at God Rally last year, which is a great music festival that's going to be going on this weekend. Actually, you know, Sunday when this plays, you guys will probably still be there, right? You play Friday night?
Friday night, yeah.
Yep.
So when people hear this, we could actually be asking you, like, how was the show? And we could play this whole thing, you know. What did you guys think? Was it great?
God, it was awesome.
2009, it was rocking.
Exactly,
So, but the truth is, we're recording this right before it. You're going to go down there and play, and then Sunday night when this airs, you'll be probably back in town. What's up next for you after God Rally?
Actually, the next, after God Rally, we'll play God Rally Friday, and then Saturday we're coming back to Denver to play a festival, and we're going back, and then we're out on tour to Illinois, Minnesota, and South Dakota area. We're going to be playing at a festival called Cornerstone Festival. Mm-hmm. We were an industry panel pick, so we got invited out to that, so we're really excited. So that's kind of what's next.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, I looked on your website. Let's tell everybody real quick. It's everfoundmusic.com, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Everfoundmusic.com. So we encourage all the listeners to go to everfoundmusic.com. They can get your music. They can see your tour dates. But you guys are playing everywhere.
I mean, we try.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, just 2 years, 2 years into this, really, as far as being a recognized band that's, mm-hmm. you know, making a move onto this Christian music scene. And now you guys are, I mean, I saw Heaven Fest on there and what was it, Lifelight?
Yeah,
a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, this will be our second year at Heaven Fest, mm-hmm. and then our third year at Lifelight in South Dakota. Yeah. So we're excited.
Yeah, that's cool. So when you guys played last year at God Rally, when we saw you, I did want to bring this up because it was kind of cool. There was something that happened to where you guys moved your spot to play before everything, and you ended up playing after Big Daddy Weave. Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We didn't have our band.
No,
I
know.
That was not planned.
It wasn't planned at all, but we were talking about it afterwards. You know, Rob, who kind of set that thing up, he's a friend of mine, and we were talking afterwards, like, man, what a great opportunity. The one night when the place finally fills up, after a weekend of like, gosh, come on, there's got to be some more people and stuff, Big Daddy Weave rocks. They just come out, and it was awesome. And then you guys got to take stage right after Big Daddy Weave when the crowd is there. It was great.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was really cool. Honestly, we owe it all up to the fans that were there, to all the people that were there, because it was kind of them being like, hey, you guys really, we want you guys to, we want to see you guys again. So I think they got to the board, or they got to someone.
Yeah.
I think they got to Rock.
It was the coolest thing ever, because we didn't talk to anybody.
Yeah, we were just eating lunch, and they came in, the board came in, and they're like, do you guys want to play after Big Daddy Weave? So that was crazy.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
Well, yeah, and now every time we go, we have a show in that area. I mean, there's a few hundred kids come out, so it's really cool.
That's awesome.
It's really awesome, yeah.
That was, you know, the first year for God Rock had quite an impact on that community.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty awesome. Yeah. Like, you know, this weekend will be exciting. I wish we could go. We were there all year last year. We covered and did a little video piece for them. But, you know, we're booked. We're just booked solid. Thank God, right? Praise God.
Yes, all of us. Definitely.
So, all right, so you got God Rock coming up. Let's talk about this CD, this Colorful Alibis and Scandalous Smiles. All right, who's responsible for the title?
Well,
the writers.
Well, we kind of... The first song on that record is called Lie Detector.
Okay.
And it's about how a lot of times, like, we try to lie to God. We try to be something we're not. We try to... It's almost like when we pray and we're like... We tell God things, and it's like he doesn't know that it already happened, when in reality, he knows everything that's happening to us. Mm. It's like we try to make a facade before God.
Mm-hmm.
And so why the record is called that, Colorful Alibis and Scandalous Smiles, is kind of like the chorus of that first song. It goes, I see your soul and you're not so when we're alone, but I love you anyway. So it's like God talking to you and be like, hey, you don't have to be all nice and all smiley to me, because I see you. Mm-hmm. I see who you really are, and I love you just the way you are. So that's kind of what the record's about in a nutshell, and the title.
Okay. That's. Let me ask you this. As far as some of the songs on here, is there any one particular song outside of Lie Detector, because we just heard a little bit about that, but is there any one particular song on here that speaks to one of you in a particular way where you say, man, that song was just really heavy for me, or, you know, do you guys write all the songs?
Yes,
we did.
Yeah. Now, how does that work? I'm going to back up that question. Do you guys collaborate on each song, or do you each individually write songs and say, hey, guys, I got something here?
It's just Nikita and Ruslan who usually do the writing.
They write the lyrics, then we all get together and just write the music to it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'll ask you guys then, as far as from the writing perspective, mm-hmm. Did any of them do that to you, where you were like, dude, this is, I mean, I'm feeling this right now, this is heavy stuff.
For me, I think, I don't know, for what's your song?
For me, there's a song on there called Forget Me Nots that just, you know, lyrically and musically really just speaks to me every time. That's like my favorite song off the record. You know, just what it does to me emotionally is just awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know, for me, there's a song on there called Lady Liberty. I think it's a song before the last song, and it's a really simple song, but it just talks about the end times and about Christ coming back, and I don't know, for me, like, it's just so powerful.
Hmm.
It just moves me, because some of the words go, Father, please take out this doubt that's sowed into my bones by Adam. So it's like kind of the human nature fighting against the spirit. And so, I don't know, for me, like, that fight is so important, that aching, that reaching for Christ or waiting for his return. So that's kind of what that song speaks to me a lot. So
cool.
One of my favorites.
Now, when people log on to everfoundmusic.com, I want to mention that again, go there. But can they can buy the album there? Where else can they buy it?
Yeah, it's available on iTunes, Amazon. All the online, major online distributors, and then mm-hmm. also... There's a few stores, just local stores here. Crosswalk Christian Stores carries that CD. And also there's a Lolly Cup in Arvada, Colorado, that carries that CD. So
what's it called?
Lolly Cup Cafe.
Lolly Cup Cafe.
Yeah.
And it's in Aurora?
Arvada.
Okay.
Yeah, but anyone can get them online on iTunes. Okay. So.
All right. Yeah. Well, cool. And again, everfoundmusic.com. Well, we're going to listen to the CD and... You know, I'm going to look forward to having you guys back in the studio too. I do want to close with a couple other questions, and then we'll end it up. From your perspective on the iTunes issue, because this is a curiosity for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, iTunes and downloadable music and everything has changed the culture for bands as far as getting paid, right? So, I mean, where are you guys sitting? You're a pretty new band, so for you, it's kind of your world since the inception of your band that iTunes is just there, but. You know, a lot of bands that used to make a CD put it out there before iTunes, maybe could get a little frustrated with the fact that people can just go download their songs now and not go buy the whole album. What is that? Does that paint a picture for you guys at all, or does it play into it?
I think for us, because you can download every song, I think for us, you could see the popularity of every song.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, it speaks a lot about what song is really connecting with people.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, when I listen to a record, I like to listen from first song to last.
Yeah.
Just kind of
the whole
experience. It's like the whole story kind of behind what the band went through when they were recording. So for me, I rather have our listeners listen for the entire records.
When you go through the setting up, how the song's going to be laid out, is that something you do with an agent, or is that something that you guys decide?
We sit down with how the songs are on the record.
Yeah, like which one comes first and last and all that.
We just decide that. We have
most of the creative control on on most of the stuff that we do. So
cool.
We work like for this record with a producer out of Nashville, mm-hmm. who's done a lot of work with a lot of bands, but he helped us out with some of the song order, like mm-hmm. what his thoughts were, but he poured a lot of his heart into it, so it was really cool. But he did help us out with some of the song orders.
Yeah,
so.
It's just when you start, you don't know what the heck it's gonna be, but eventually, right. Just kind of you feel it. You know, the energy should be this song should be after this song,
yeah.
And so
sure.
I think we had a few fights over
over the order.
Are there still a lot of brotherly fights?
Brothers love brothers very much.
But it's really cool because it's not like you can get away because we're all brothers, you know what I mean?
At the end of the day, you still have to sleep in one house usually.
Yeah, right. Or on the road or something, right?
Yeah.
So props out to the producer that you worked with in Nashville. Who's that?
His name's Tommy Collier.
Tommy Collier?
Yeah. He's a really cool guy.
Last record he did was the Foolish Things record.
Uh-huh.
So that was the latest Foolish Things record.
Okay.
That was one of his credits, yeah.
He also worked with a band called Remedy Drive.
Yeah, absolutely. Those guys.
They're our good friends. We're actually going to be playing with them for three shows in August.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've played quite a bit with them.
Excellent.
They're also brothers.
Yeah. We'll have to get them in the studio, too. And then Jimmy Lakey says hello to you guys. He hit me back on my Facebook yesterday.
Oh, really?
New thing for us. We're trying to, us old guys, we're trying to get in the social networking world and everything. And he said to make sure I said hello to you guys for him. So
yeah, he's a really cool guy.
Yeah.
He's helped
friend.
Us out a lot. Yeah,
he's great dude.
We're so bad at Facebook though.
Yeah.
Just to say, because it's so hard to figure out. It's so confusing. Like MySpace is just straight out, but Facebook, there's all these applications and stuff. I don't know.
All of it's confusing for me. Man. We're trying. We do the Twitter, Facebook, the Tangle, the YouTube. I mean, we got them all going on, but. It's like sometimes it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
All the stuff. All right, guys, we are going to close this show up. We'll listen to your CD, Colorful Alibis and Scandalous Smiles, Ruslan, Jan, Nikita, and Larry. Thanks for coming to the studio with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So, and I know that this isn't you, 'cause I see your soul, and you're not so, when we are alone, but I love you anyway, I love you anyway. You like to brag, you got away with it, oh, your lustrous mind, high on pride. Your stubborn soul is drowning in regret. Oh, your cunning child, scandalous smiles. But I know that this isn't you. Yes, I know that. We are alone.
Well, there's another featured artist show in the can. Thanks for joining us this week here on Power Players Radio, the radio ministry of 1615.tv. If you missed the show or if you want to replay it, you can log on to our website, 1615.tv. Follow the radio trail all the way through to the featured artist page, and you can even subscribe to the podcast. You can get it on iTunes, download the show, listen to the artist's interview, and on that show, you'll get one song out of the whole CD instead of the whole thing, because certainly we want you to go to their website and buy their music. We love supporting the artists that support us, so we'd love to drive you back towards their site so you can pick up a copy for yourselves. But every week, we feature great new music right here on 1615.tv. Join us Sundays at 5 o'clock for the featured artist profile. Tomorrow.